Governor Sarah Palin is in Washington, D.C. for the weekend. Tonight, she's attending a dinner at the house of Fred Malik, a prominent Washington businessman with a long history in Republican politics. He most recently raised money for John McCain's presidential bid. High-profile politicians of both parties are expected to attend, including Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California. Tomorrow night, the governor will go to one of Washington's most elite black tie events, the Alfalfa Club dinner, which President Barack Obama is expected to attend. The director of Palin's Washington office, John Katz, says the governor plans to talk about the economic stimulus package now working its way through Congress. Katz says she's not going to make specific requests since the bill doesn't include earmarks. But Katz says she does want to talk about certain aspects that will affect Alaska.
We've identified some particular issues, some of them kind of unique to Alaska, that she will be discussing. For example, we want to make sure that the formulas are sensitive to the reality of the spring construction season in Alaska and the northern tier states.
Palin plans to meet with Katz this weekend to talk about the $819 billion stimulus plan and what it will mean for the state. It's estimated the package will send Alaska about $1 billion. States and municipal governments and school districts will get portions of the money through funding formulas, grants, or federal agencies. Katz says the big decisions about what specifically to do with the money will happen at home in Alaska.
So in essence, the missile will leave Washington, D.C. with approximately $1 billion on board for Alaska, and it will land in Juneau, where the governor and the Alaska legislature will basically determine how these funds are allocated.
But Katz says not all of that money will go through the state, since some of it will go directly to local governments and school districts. Also, some will go straight to Alaska Native tribes. Just how much will go to communities isn't yet known. But Katz emphasizes that it's important for Alaskans to realize the stimulus bill isn't set up to fund individual projects.
There will be no earmarks in either bill, no specific projects. So basically what Congress is doing is enacting formulas and grant programs.
Katz says if communities are discouraged by the lack of earmark opportunities, they shouldn't give up, because the normal annual appropriations process will go forward in a few weeks' time. Congress has said the number of earmarks will be limited this year, but there will be some.
So subject to those limitations and transparency requirements, local governments and other entities in Alaska will have an opportunity to pursue their cause in the context of the normal appropriations process.